Hello, everyone, on this great and beautiful day of August 5th. I hope you're feeling as grand as I am. I'm just feeling the presence of God here in my life and through my life coming to you and in your life coming to me. It's quite a wonderful dynamic, and I am very pleased to be in it. So I would just ask that the blessings pour down upon all of you as you ready yourself for this call today and for the blessing that shall come from Yeshua. I want to remind you to be drinking or just sipping on some water. Being hydrated really, really helps. If you have Christ sense, that would be a wonderful thing to pick up and apply. And just say a silent prayer as you touch a drop of it on your heart or your forehead or on the top of the head, perhaps. Wherever you think you might want to have a direct connection with Yeshua. He will be with you in your heart as you receive the blessing. But each one of us have our own sensitivity points as to where we would like to receive a more profound impact of the blessing. So I leave that entirely up to you. And I would love to hear from some of you, and we have some callers. Hi, we have someone from area code 608, and you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Beverly Davidson calling from Wisconsin.
Hello, Beverly.
Hi. I just received word from our good friend and blessing giver, Francine Truby, from Oak Creek, Wisconsin, which is near Milwaukee, and apparently there's been a shooting at a temple really close to her home where it involves several people have been injured, and Francine's not able to be part of the call because there's a lot of chaos very close to her home happening right now. So she asked if we could please include her in the blessing for today. So I'm just putting that out there for everyone.
Oh, absolutely. We most certainly will. And thank you, Beverly.
You're welcome.
All right. Well, we have Fernandez from area code 787.
Yes. Hi, Glenda. How are you? This is Oli.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I was reading, I don't remember if it was Keys of Joshua or Love Without End, and I went across something that really blew my mind. I mean, it's when Joshua says that beingness creates space. And I was wondering, I mean, it's not a specific question. If you could just talk a little bit about that, if you think it's appropriate, that would be awesome.
Well, it really is not appropriate for a blessing call.
Okay.
It's something that I will be mentioning on. It's interesting. You got ahead of me on a quote I was about to make in our webinar from Change to Transformation today. So you were obviously spiritually led to that. The shortest version I can give, that's actually quite a dissertation in itself. But we're actually given to know that in the presence of God, we are one. There is no difference and therefore no distance between us.
Mm-hmm.
And to the best of anything we can describe, this is quite like a void. It would be impossible to describe from the dimensions of earth space and earth time. But many people in their highest meditations or in their life transformations have actually moved into this place of complete reunion with God before their transition into the afterlife. And they come back and they describe it for us. And it is a place that really is so in union with everything. There, it is as if we are one another. And we are God and God is us. However, as we move into the state of our own being and our own identity, if you will, claiming our own unique experiences, it's almost as if we must have a container for that which is uniquely us.
Okay.
And I don't imply that we require boundaries, because I think boundaries can sometimes be more of a problem than a benefit in defining our life. But we do need a unique container for our life experiences where we can see these as our life experiences and examine them and put them away at night while we sleep and pick them up in the morning to re-examine them and live them some more. Well, this container is the space created by our being.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah. That's perfect. Maybe I'll ask a little bit more in the seminar later.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. We don't want to spill things onto people in this class that they may not be ready for or ready to pursue. So I hope I made that simple and clear for everyone. And I'll be visiting with you later. And Desmond is on the call. Hi, Desmond.
Hi, Glenda. I just want to say that last week it was magnificent. I started realizing that, you know, you're so much like Christ, and the church has always portrayed Christ in a different way than knowing him. And I love to know him through you. It's been really great and an honor to know you. And I wanted to say that it's been really interesting lately, because everything that I've been holding in mind and desiring has been manifesting. And I've been able to bless so many people, and there's been just such great maybe karma or divine justice. And I've been really grateful for how my life has been going lately. And me and Janet were talking, and we just loved your calls. She says it's the most significant maybe time of her week, and I feel very much the same, how much I love this call. So thank you, Glenda.
Oh, you're so welcome, Desmond. And I also just want to thank you for taking your blessings up a step higher and seeing how you are personally more enriched by being able to offer them to others. There's a natural symbiosis in life, and we need to explore that more than we do. And this is why I cautioned in the other question that we probably don't need boundaries as much as many people think we do. But we do naturally have our own unique space for exploring and occupying our experiences. Then when we reach a point of epiphany or realization in our experiences, it's so much fun and so beneficial to then share them with others. So thank you, Desmond, for saying that. And, of course, that's what I get out of the blessing call. I just love going through the weeks with Yeshua, and then I can hardly wait to get here to the call and turn it back around and share it with you.
Glenda,
yes?
I wanted to ask you also, could you explain more about the boundaries and not needing them? Because every time I try to make a friend that I feel like I'm like, oh, I really want to make this friend, and then there's so many boundaries involved, and God is always telling me, do this, and in a way, and my desire comes, and then I go, oh, but it doesn't, it's kind of out of their realm of experience, and they wouldn't understand.
Well, Desmond, that's going to be unique with each person. Basically, boundaries are built out of defensiveness and fear. People have different capacities of trust, different capacities of openness, of love, and for sharing. And so I just recommend that you be intuitive about the kinds of relationships that work best for you. If a person really does present you with a formidable boundary, I think it's probably best we respect it, because they have a right to put up boundaries, even though I don't feel that it's the most therapeutic, beneficial way to go through life. There are times when people need it. For example, if a person is very sick in a hospital, the
yeah.
hospital stops all visitors.
Yeah.
Okay? And sometimes when people are grieving, they don't want other people coming into their life and trying to jump into their puddle of grief. They want to be there and heal on their own. There are times and places where boundaries are good, and you have to respect that a person's going to make choices about it. I think there's a lot of unnecessary boundaries in the world today, simply because there's a lot of chaos in the world today. And the more we have events like Aurora, Colorado, the more frightened people will become. The more they'll worry about where their children are, the more they'll keep them at home to watch videos, and so forth. It's a natural response. But we can begin breaking down the ice and the boundaries by at least discerning and selecting people who share our own openness and blessing them and encouraging them to stay that way.
Yes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay. We have a caller from 641, and you're on.
It's Elizabeth in Iowa. Can
you
hear me?
I sure can.
You have come up with the spring and summer scent. I am hoping you will have fall and winter, because this summer has been so outrageously hot and dry in the 100 degrees or more. I would have loved to cool down with a winter scent. That's all I have to say.
Actually, I don't know if we have any winter scent. We do have, it's called Winter Time, and it is so refreshing. I don't know if we have any more, because we make these up as limited editions, and then when the season passes, we take them down from the website. But I think we have a few bottles of that left. If you'll just call our office, I have a strong suspicion that Candace can find you a bottle of that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. And, Autumn Bliss, I have to tell you, is my husband's absolute all-time favorite. He never stopped wearing it when autumn was over. In summer, he's still wearing Autumn Bliss. Sometimes we so identify with something, and it brings out the richness of our soul, that it just relates to the season we are. And people who took our previous webinar where we discussed the seasons of the soul can possibly relate to this and identify with certain seasons more deeply than the others and really know what they're talking about. So you might want to review our essential oil seasons as a personal celebration. But anyway, thanks for bringing that up. And, of course, all time, Christ Scent is the season for all, the fragrance for all seasons. We have one more caller, and then I will make my presentation, and we'll be done.
Hello.
It's from area code 856.
Hello, this is Eva from New
York. Hi, Eva.
Hi. I just would like for you and everybody to include in the blessing call my husband's sister's husband, brother-in-law, was suddenly killed this past week in an accident where a mower fell on him that he was working on, and the family presently actually is in the process of grieving, of course, and they have five children and grandchildren from different parts of the country who are together. And definitely we were with them last night, and they do have a strong faith, but definitely things like this are very difficult in spite of our faith sometimes.
Of course. Of course. We do. We don't get the bigger picture. And then most of all, we feel so separated from the ones we love, and it throws us into challenges of the unknown that bring up a lot of other unresolved issues.
Yes, exactly. And I'd like also if you'd include my husband with that, because I think it's more difficult for him sometimes because he can't speak.
Yes.
So therefore, at times like this, when he's with family, he can't even express what he's feeling. And he always did have difficulty with some of these kinds of relationships with things like this. So I think he can use a special blessing too.
Absolutely. And give my best to Charles and tell him that he is most definitely in our prayers. I think we have all the callers that came on. We do have a lot of people coming on our call line right now, and I will just check for any new attendees. Oh, here we do. We have Mara. If I can get you on, Mara, I see that you're there. Hi. Hi, Mara.
Hi. Can you hear me now?
Sure can.
Oh, good. It'll be brief, but I did want to share this with you as long as you were talking about the beautiful sense. My sister has a very good friend who is close to death, close to leaving this planet, and I've been going with her to visit him for, a few months now. And I was there this morning, and I took Christ-Scent with me. And last week he liked having his forehead rubbed with lotion. So this morning I took the Christ-Scent, and I have never heard such a profound, lovely reaction, because he is now at a point where he's not speaking. He has difficulty, and I asked him first, I held it to his nose, and I said, would you like me to use this? Oh, and then I started, I put a few drops on my fingers, and I massaged his forehead and his face and his nose, and he just kept going, oh, oh. And so I said, do you want me to leave it? And he nodded, oh. I thought that was really something.
Oh, how precious.
And
precious. And, of course, we know it wasn't just the scent. It's what the scent brings forth.
Right. I said, Steve, I said, this is called Christ scent. And he kind of nodded, and I said, you know, he is our brother. He is a brother to all of us, and he is with you now. And he seemed to register that. So anyway, I thought that was very nice and very interesting.
Oh, thank you so much for doing that little touch of ministry. Sometimes when I want to be light about it, I just say to people, this is Yeshua's or Jesus's aftershave lotion.
Uh-huh. Oh, oh, that's great. That's...
You know how the scent will linger?
Yes.
After someone has left the room and you can see, wow, it feels like he's still there.
Uh-huh.
Well, this is what I experienced with Yeshua, and of course, that's how the fragrance came to be created in the first place. So I tease him, and he teases me back, of course. He always gets the better side of me in a tease. But I want you to realize Yeshua is not a somber, austere person.
Yes, yes.
He's someone you would want to sit across the dinner table from or beside and share a meal, laugh and have fun, and then go for a walk, especially if you could go for a walk in nature. Now, we need to be moving toward our blessing, and as such, I would like to change our conversational tone into one that is more contemplative and prayerful, and I would like to lead you into the altar of your heart, where for 3 minutes you will pray the prayer of your heart. Whatever you need, feel free to ask. God hears your words, even if your words don't completely put the head on the nail. Sometimes we just think our way around what we need because we're feeling our way to what we need through what we feel we're missing. I just want you to be open about expressing your life to God and what you desire and what you need, and to pray for those you love. And we will hold in prayer those who have asked for prayer today. And cherish with us the fact that prayer was asked for. For it's a great and holy honor to pray for another. And as we move into this altar of prayer, be not inhibited, be as a little child. At the same time, I would like you to be open in your expectation, knowing that God will take your prayer and shape it in a more profound way, perhaps in a more subtle way, perhaps in a way you haven't even envisioned. We bring to the altar of our life that which we think we need. And then as God meets our needs, our understanding is completely transformed. I'd like to quote for you something from the Apostle Paul. He wrote, "When I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things." Once we become an adult, we not only see our future in a different light, but we look back on our prior experiences and even what we thought we needed and see those differently. When we come to the altar of God, let us expect a moment of transformation that will actually redefine our orientation to life and even redefine what we thought we needed. In this, we are led to a higher level. In this, we are nourished at a deeper and fuller level and capacity. And so let us surrender into our heart. I would ask that you remove your shoes and socks now and be seated. I want you to be comfortable in your chair. You can be leaning back, but don't be slumped. Allow your back to really flow and be at ease with itself. Your neck vertical, ascending toward heaven, and the top of your head open and reaching toward heaven. Imagine that the top of your head will open like the shutter of a camera to allow light in as you move into the blessing. Your attention needs to drop into your heart. Your eyes need to close. And your mind needs to be at rest. This is not a time to think. It's a time to relax, surrender, receive, embrace in love that for which you pray. It's a time for empathy, for sharing, for giving, for receiving, and for being in the peace of God's heaven within. I will ask a prayer of Yeshua, giving our thanks to him. When that is complete, begin your prayer for 3 minutes, and I would ask the blessing givers to join me in those 3 minutes for conducting the energy of the Holy Spirit that will move between heaven and earth, amplifying your prayers like a bellows, and also reaching your prayers to heaven and anchoring them in the earth, that they may be most fulfilled in a spirit of reality, completion, and rightness with the will of God and the will of nature. Dear Yeshua, beloved brother, the one who is always with us, that we most especially find in the heart of our being, ever reminding us to be quiet, to be still, and like children to simply ask and know that it will be given. We thank you for being here now to give us courage to ask for that which we truly need. to go beyond the superficial, to go beyond the nagging, annoying challenges and turmoils of life, to really dare to ask for our true need. We also pray for those who are experiencing great need at this moment, who feel lost, confused, in a state of desperate agony, wondering why life has taken some foul turn of challenges they feel they are not up to. Help them to know that this is their moment of glory in which they will find the answer, the moment which they will rise up to and know the grace of God more fully. We thank you for having a transformative effect on us, in our life, in all ways, whether in the pleasure moments or the moments of trial. We know that there is always a greater place to which we can ascend for finding wisdom, understanding, compassion, and greater unity with all forces of your kingdom that have come to support and lift us up. We ask that you be the steward, kindly channeling the power of the Holy Spirit through us into the earth and giving proper reception in the earth, that our needs there may be known and received, returning to our heart that we may be comforted and held in peace, and then taken to the throne of God in heaven, that his will may be done in our life. We ask you for loving us beyond all conditions, in all ways, in all times. Amen. We will begin the blessing now, and you will begin your prayer. joy, and blessings to all. Your blessing is complete. Now I would like you to go and rest for 7 minutes at least. Don't think. Just rest and receive the love of God. Know how much you are loved and return to the calling. I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye-bye for now.